Phone Boy Speaks, episode 652, Fondling and Hawking iPhones.
While I was in Singapore today, I got to touch the iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus, and it was not in an Apple store. It was actually real people's devices. And I have to say that, I mean, I didn't actually get to use them. It was more just kind of, you know, putting them in the hand and seeing how they felt and comparing them to my iPhone 5S. And, you know, and I'm just, of course, they feel different. I mean, and I feel like that, you know, like my iPhone 5S actually feels, well, a bit more solid, right? And again, it's because it's made out of different stuff. There's the iPhone 5S is made out of metal. The 6S is, you know, got whatever the aluminum stuff that's caught, or as they say here, aluminium. And of course the phones feel lighter too. I mean, that's, you know, the newer ones do. And I don't, you know, again, I didn't play with the functionality, but I kind of felt, you know, one of the things I did, because I want to get a 6 Plus, or, you know, something that size the next time I get an iPhone, and because I want to replace my tablet. And, you know, I know some people were saying, oh my God, it's too big or whatever. And I don't consider my hands particularly big, but I just kind of did some cursory feeling around on the 6 Plus. And I thought, hey, you know, I could probably use this. And I'm not sure why everybody else is complaining. Now, granted, I didn't do full testing, but, and, you know, my use case might be different and I might be okay with it. And the 6 Plus would fit in my pocket, and Lord knows I would never put, I mean, I don't even want to put the current phones in my back pocket, much less the bigger ones. The people that had problems with flexing, I saw a story that said that the 6 Plus issues, you know, this, like, 9 people had reported the issue to Apple. So, you know, and of course some other people had issues, but it's, I can't imagine it's a hugely widespread problem. I'm guessing it's just the tech douchebag press as usual, you know, making a mountain out of a molehill again, which, you know, that's not the first time that's happened. So anyway, I think it's actually kind of cool that, you know, in my trip to Singapore, and I wasn't planning, again, this wasn't something I had planned, but that I would actually get to at least see the new phones. And of course, you know, it's also that, like, people here were buying the phones when you get the phones here in Singapore, you get them unlocked apparently. And you know, you'd get them as part of a contract, you know, it's like renewing your contract, you'd get them discounted, and then you'd sell them, you know, contract free for, you know, a lot more than you paid for it. It seems to be, I mean, I heard multiple people in Singapore say that today. So I think it's just very different sort of, a different sort of environment here, I guess. I don't hear people doing that in the States so much, but again, that's, I guess, because phones are, you know, in the States, they're locked, and, you know, maybe there are people doing it. I just don't hear about it from my group of people in at home versus the, you know, the techies that I tend to deal with when I'm traveling. So anyway, but it was just kind of interesting to say, get to play, at least briefly fondle the new phones and, say, yeah, okay, I can see why people are liking them, but it's going to be a while before I actually pull the trigger and buy a new phone. And it may be that I wait till the next generation comes out. We'll just see when I get the money or I have to buy a new iPhone for whatever reason.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.